Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold behind the glass producing. First 90 minutes, we got into a lot of Ben Cherington, general manager, trade deadline talk. This is going to be a little different, and we will get into some Steelers stuff a little bit later, but I had some thoughts going off of what happened yesterday with Paul Skeens. I didn't like it. Skeens was rolling, tied his season high with 10 strikeouts. They pulled him after five innings and 78 pitches. I get the idea. I get what they're going for. They're obviously trying to limit his workload. And if you look at where the math puts them with Skeens, it makes sense. Right now, Skeens has logged 116 innings. That's tied for the fourth most in Major League Baseball. And if you look at the remaining innings that he has, if we want to put him around 200 innings, has about 84 left. If you want to look at 32 starts, which is convention for starting pitcher, I think he's got 13 left. You're looking at fewer than five innings per start the rest of the way for Skeens. So they're going to try to manage that, I guess. That's also capping it at 200. That's also overthinking it some. I think there's also a time and place. I also don't think innings are a perfect reflection of workload. It's overmanaging. If you get to a point where Paul Skeens is really blown out late in the year, maybe you skip a last start or something like that, put it on the road, I guess. Shut him down early, maybe, if it gets really concerning. I'm sorry. In Seattle, after the homestand that the Pirates had, you're trying to win a game. You've got a pretty good pitcher's duel going. The guy on the other side's throwing well. Five shutout, 10 strikeouts, just 78 pitches. Let him go. Let him go. Let him try to get a win. Skeens has now gone seven starts without earning a win. His last win came in May. And I understand that's not the ultimate way to evaluate a pitcher. It's not even a very good way to evaluate a pitcher. But I don't like the over-adherence to these pitch counts, innings counts, managing things. Because here's the thing with the Pirates. They're acting like they have some great idea on how to manage arm injuries. They don't. No team does. Even if you ask them, like they're not arrogant enough to say that they think they have it all figured out. Nobody does. But I disagree with the idea that less is just going to fix the problem. It's not. They went less for Jared Jones. Did that fix the problem? Other teams have gone less. Did that fix the problem? I'll give Paul a little bit of credit here. People were freaking out over his velocity drop. It's a different thing to learn how to sustain your velocity and be a starting pitcher than it is to throw max effort and just go, you know what, to the wall every single time like a reliever might. You can do that for one inning. If you do it for five, six, seven innings, you're going to break. And that's happening a lot. Paul knows that. Paul's able to get running on the correct speed so he doesn't hurt himself. And guys that separate themselves, true aces, which Skeens has been, they deserve the benefit of the doubt. Let them do their job. Don't get in their way. I don't understand it. There's also this. Who are you saving that for? Who are you saving the bullets for? This is year two of Paul Skeens. They're going to have six total. It'll probably be 5.5, and it could be less than that. Who are you saving it for? You don't want to hurt them. I do understand the Pirates' line of thinking. And so, there, you know, as I was show prepping and thinking about this, there's two sides of my brain working here. There's one that's trying to understand what they're doing. And there is some validity to that. It's a lost season. Paul Skeens is very, very important. Yes, the innings count is high, and you're going to be mindful of that. So I get it. I also, the other side of my brain, very much dislikes it. I worry if it's going to hurt Paul Skeens in the Cy Young Award chase. He's not going to top Zach Wheeler in wins. There's no way. Now, he could have him in volume. He could have him in strikeouts. He could have him in countable stats. They might matter. Or they might not, because the Pirates just aren't a very good team, and Zach Wheeler is going to be pitching for the Phillies, who are far better. I think the idea is that they're preserving Paul Skeens. It's just preserving him for what? And the Pirates are hardly alone in this. Pitchers are treated with kid gloves. They're treated with kid gloves, and it's not the right thing. Sometimes it might be. Sometimes it's better to be active. Sometimes it's better to throw. Sometimes it's better to push yourself. Yes, pitching is a weird thing. And I'm certainly not going to put myself on a level of Paul Skeens or anybody even remotely in the conversation for professional baseball. I did pitch a little bit more than the average person, and I always threw. Day after a start, always threw. Threw a lot, not throw hard. That doesn't mean throw a bullpen at 90%, which is another problem. When you start, you have a between starts routine. You might have your start day. Next day, you might play light catch and go for a long run. Flush a lot of stuff out of your arm. You might get a little bit more into it the second day, perhaps long toss. Maybe you throw a bullpen or a side that third day, push it a little bit, and then you're mindful of that next start. Then dial it back. You're not throwing live in there. It's not facing hitters 2 days after a start. And a lot of times I think this drive for velocity, or what has become cultural in baseball, you're always having to throw hard. You're always having to worry about metrics. I'm going to pitch to what it tells me on StatCast and Baseball Savant and the Edutronic cameras and all this other crap. No. Chill out. Pitch to your body. Pitch to your hitter. Pitch to the swing that you're trying to beat. And that just becomes such a problem with baseball that frustrates me. It's on the hitting side, you're worrying about launch angle, exit velocity, and all these granular details, which are, they're good. They're informative. Like, I'm not against any of that stuff. But on the pitching side, you're oftentimes pitching to charts. You're pitching to numbers. You're pitching to anything except a hitter. And I'm not saying that's what Paul Skeens does. I know the Pirates have his best interests at heart. They don't want him to get hurt. They want to preserve him. I just disagree on how you go about doing that. And I think you have people with a certain build. You know, I'm looking over my left shoulder in the studio right now, looking at Skeens. He's a gigantic human. His mechanics are very good. They're very clean. He goes to painstaking lengths to take care of himself. He's young. And I mean, and maybe there's something going on that they don't want to admit. And that's also fine. Like, if Paul is sore and he doesn't want to say that, great. I'll happily be wrong with not having all of the requisite information. I don't think that's what we're looking at here. I think they're trying to be innovative and, you know, build in less. I watched them do it with Rowanzi Contreras. I watched them do it with Jared Jones. In the outcomes, there's no guarantee of success.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Limits, are you okay with them keeping Skeens, keeping his pitch count low because the season's lost?
No, not.
You're with me on this.
I want them to, and you mentioned Rowanzi Contreras and Jared Jones. Well, Jared Jones still got hurt, and Rowanzi Contreras is not very good. So sometimes you just have to let an alpha dog go out there and eat.
I know.
And that's what Paul Skeens is. Like, he is, you don't treat him differently than other people. He is an outlier. He stands alone. He is somebody who gets you away from the norm. Just because of the greatness that is there, and just because of his frame, Jason. I mean, look at his build.
I know.
I mean, he's built like a tree trunk, and he has, knock on wood, been healthy for pretty much his entire career. You know, there weren't any
issues. His career is 2 years, Levitz.
Well, I'm talking about I'm talking about the minors. I'm talking about LSU.
Yeah.
Like, since he's been a pitcher through in and through, since transferring from Air Force, even at Air Force, Paul Skeens has been very healthy, and that is a young arm. Like, he did not become a pitcher full-time until LSU. So there's not a lot of miles on the car here. So it's another reason why I would be completely fine if he ends up pitching 220, 215 or so innings this year. I don't have a problem with it, especially because if you believe that you can realistically make the playoffs next year, like, let's go out on this limb. Paul Skeens, if you win the wild card series, hypothetically, is going to end up pitching 230, 240 innings anyway. So why not give him 210, 215 right now to build up for that?
I know. If I'm going to take the innings out, I'm going to take them out at the end. I mean, I guess what they're trying to do is have him pitching late in the season and still, you know, be fresh. Man, I think you're overthinking it, and I think there are times and places where it makes sense. Like, I don't know. I guess I realize this does not happen very often, but if they have a sizable lead and you can get Paul out of there like five and dive and keep his pitch count low, great. He shouldn't be pitching in a lopsided game. You want to do it then. But, I mean, they're locked in a pitcher's duel, a game they really – like, it would be really good to not get swept there.
Plus, you're on the road, and you've been horrendous on the road this year.
Right. I'm not saying the world's saved if they take one of three from Seattle, but it looks a heck of a lot different.
Well, and I'll tell you what,
we're not having the conversation that we've had for the first nearly 2 hours of this show about any of this stuff. They keep Paul Skeens in there and win.
They didn't end up scoring, but I'd at least like them to pitch him maybe one more inning to give him the opportunity to earn a win, because it's frankly embarrassing that he's 4-7, and I put maybe one or two games on Skeens. What, are you allowed five in one game? You allowed four in an inning in one game? He should have like two losses this season. That's it. Seven is just outrageous. And it's just because of the lack of offense.
What the lack of offense has done to Skeens is just absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. Yeah. Five no decisions in his last six outings. How about that? Like I said before, seven starts without earning a win. Yeah. It just turns my stomach.
Hard to believe.
Did get him to the All-Star game, though.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Does he start? I think he has to.
Probably. I haven't checked in on Kodai Senga in a while. Is he still banged up?
Yeah. I think it's him or Wheeler.
Yeah,
Wheeler. I mean, Skeens right now leads the NL in WAR ERA. Wheeler's been on a heater, though, man. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Senga won't be back until after the All-Star break.
No, I don't think Senga's a factor. But Wheeler, man, I'm trying to go back to his numbers.
9-3, 217 ERA. He has 148 strikeouts. His whip is at .84.
Limits his last six, 3-1 with an 0.68 ERA, 7 walks, 54 strikeouts.
148 Ks and 116 innings. I think Wheeler's probably going to be your guy. I can't believe that Zach Wheeler became this. Like, when he was pitching with the Mets, he was pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like,
whoo. He has become dominant.
He's prime Kershaw good at this point.
Yeah, in Philadelphia. 257 ERA last year, 217 this season.
Yikes.
Second in Cy Young last year.
It'll be interesting.
He received
a tough choice.
He got MVP votes last year. He finished 12th in the MVP.
Getting votes, sure. Winning it, no.
Right. But votes, still notable.
Yeah. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of All-Star stuff, I want to get into that a little bit in the 12 o'clock hour. I've got some thoughts there. What are we doing? What are we doing with the All-Star game, with the Home Run Derby? Have you looked, Limits, at the list of people participating in the Home Run Derby?
I know Ellie De La Cruz is not participating.
There's a lot not participating, yeah, my friend.
But we do know that the Big Dumper's in it.
The Big Dumper's in it. He's going to be taking his dumping show to Atlanta. But I've got a lot of thoughts on the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game, if we're doing this right. And one of them involves a Pirate, too. Little surprise we didn't see multiples, as Kyle Dubas might say, going to Atlanta for the All-Star game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.